come to Ganden and make prayers. Come to Ganden and prostrate to the monks. And those of you who have a little bit of difficulty with your knees and stuff, when you go to the main monastery, no need to prostrate. All right? You just do like this. Those of you who have problems with your knees, whatever, a little bit older, whatever, when you get to the monastery, we're all prostrate. You just do like this to the monks. Three times respectfully. Think you're making homage to the Sangha. And then it's fine. No monks will be ever offended. They're very kind, they're very nice people, very beautiful Dharma practitioner. So don't think that everybody prostrate, you cannot. Then when we go to meet my gurus and the high lamas, when you walk in, also, just make prostration like that. Okay? Just make prostration. It's good enough. And Tibetan way prostration, inside. And some of you are doing prostration retreats, let me take this opportunity. I won't go into detail, but I'll just show you real quick. This is how you do a long prostration, okay? For all of you, very important. Watch carefully, okay? You will stand with your hand, with your feet, shoulder width apart, straight, looking at the object, not bent, very important, straight. Then you take your hand and you make sure there's something inside, like Avalokiteshvara, there's a jewel. So you offer something to the three jewels with something inside. This represents bodhicitta, represents offering great compassion. And when you offer great compassion, you wish to receive it. So when you make a prostration, whether it's three times, or it's 100,000, or whether, because some people like Chao are doing 800 a day, you do this way. The short prostration is like this. Namo Gurube, I take refuge in my Guru. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, speech. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Gurube, I take refuge in the Guru, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. May I get the Buddha body, may I get the Buddha speech, may I get the Buddha mind. May I purify the negativities of my body and what I've done with it. May I purify the negative speech. May I purify my negative mind. Therefore, I make prostration. So this is what you visualize. This is what you think. The word is Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya. The visualization is purification of the body, speech, and mind. Gaining the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Alright? Buddha and Guru is one. Depends on what tradition. Even when you say Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, it's three jewels. Because Guru and Buddha are one. So then you hold yourself together. This is short prostration. Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Knees down first, and then the feet, then your hand, then touch. And come up as soon as possible. Straight. Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Oh, sorry, your hand first, then your knees, huh? Because I hurt my foot, so I can't go down there.
Like that, okay?
Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. This is the short prostration. So this one we can do in Ganden to the Sangha, to our Gurus. When we do a prostration retreat, you don't do the short one, you do the long one. And the long one is exactly the same, except you go all the way down. So it's like this, please watch carefully. For people in the retreat, very important, alright? By doing prostration retreats, you do 100,000, a lot of sickness is cleared. A lot of mind, unhappiness, clear. The karma that comes from negative body actions, clear. Very powerful. And another thing is people who do prostration retreats become very humble, become very nice people. Very nice. It destroys ego. Okay? Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Then you slide forward like this. Put your hands up. Some people can do like this.
Some people can do like that.
There are many traditions, but I recommend just one so we don't get confused. You go like this, put your head down,
surrender up,
come up immediately. Come up, stand up straight, and then you do the next one. Namo Gurube, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. 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 So how many of you want? And then when you come up, please don't, I see people do like this. You need to go down. Don't. Back must be straight. Don't cheat. And When you go down, it's submitting your mind, your speech, your body to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. When you come up, it is coming out of samsara. So the representation coming out is coming out of samsara ASAP, and make sure your hands are closed. Do not go down like this, or like this. I don't know if it's true or not, but the old monks say if you keep your hands like that, you'll be born as an animal with webs. Or you can be like, I don't know, you can be like a Gila monster or something. And if you go down like that, you'll be born as an animal with wings. But I can't confirm. Let's put this, if you do about accident, you don't know, I don't think you come back as an antelope like a rumble. Cannot be, but that's so cruel, can it? Anyway, do correct me. Your hands should be together. Alright? So when you go down, and when you go down, come up fast. Some people take their time, you know, they did 500, they go down, they lay down. Come up fast. Why? Coming up fast is representative of coming out of samsara. And I see some people putting their malas on the phone counting. They're that wrong. I see Tibetan people. Tibetan people just go to Tibet, don't mean they know the Dhamma. I see people like this, you know. They put their mala. Not good. Namo Guru Deva, Namo Dai, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya. And then they go like that, and they go like. And then they come up. Yes, in Bodhgaya, I saw many. Cannot. You don't do your counting down there, you do your counting here. Modern way, we can do counting, we have a counter. For me, I memorize it. Because I've done it so much, I don't need a counter. 100, 200, I just memorize and I mark it. So I get up, I just mark it like that. I don't use a mala. And somewhere, I see people, sorry, huh? I see people put mala on the floor, very bad. They count, they prostrate, and down there they use the mala's count. No, cannot. Cannot. It's very bad. Anything related to Dharma, no, put on the floor. Floor is where we put our feet, it's not clean. Not respectful. Alright, you don't know you do it, it's not bad. Then some of you wear pendants when you make prostration, then move your pendants to the back or take off. Why? The Buddha go to the floor. There's nothing bad, but you know you're flat in your pendant. Your Buddha pendant look like fat monk face but flat. No, it's a rich one. You want like that up. So your Tsongkhapa got big nose, your Vajrayogini big nose, your Vajrayogini nose and Vajrayogini flesh. Not smart, right? Think about it. So when you do your prostrations, take off your pendants, convenient sake. And then you can wear knee pads. You can go to the sports store. I buy knee pads. Why? Too much? It hurt. Don't think, oh, I do prostration, I purify my karma, I suffer, never mind. Like, you think your mind's so high level, is it? Little bit got cut, you're like, oh, no more prostration, how do you do three? I don't. You know, Malaysians spoil one. Everything here, wonderful. The country here, fabulous. That's why little bit cannot tahan. Don't. Get, you know, you wear this one, you wear this one, then, you know, you wear something here, because you do too much here, boing. So you wear something here, and then your husband and wife say, where are you going? I'm going for battle. Battle for what? Battle against samsara. Yeah, I do that. You see, I have a special board. Well, not anymore, because Tashi made my board as big as a boat. You know, it's huge. I said, no. You can just get a cushion. You know those exercise cushions? Like, whatever, you get one of those. That's bad fabulous. And then you make sure your knees protected. Protect yourself. If you're older, if you're a little bit heavyweight, then you better be like, Diane, oh my God. Can you imagine doing prostration? And then see Diane try to get up. That's what to do for getting my lasagna 2 weeks late. No, just kidding. She's fabulous.